Although the society has made it look like 30 is the final bus stop, but age is letting us know that with the right mindset and the right attitude towards life, 30 is actually when you start enjoying life. Yes, yo, welcome back. I did tell you I'm gonna be splitting it so that you have ample time to digest everything and our jury has been dishing out. Oh my goodness, it has been a whole lot. Taking time to listen and digest everything in is a different thing entirely. Okay, Veracity right here, welcome you to the part 2 of my journey to 30 with EJ and our jury. Okay, we've been talking about 30 and everything that has to do with 30, so sit back and enjoy. I'll be right back.
Keep listening to the Veracity Podcast.
So you talked about by 30 you should start discovering your purpose. Yeah. Well, shouldn't you as a human being should have discovered that probably like in your 20s or late 20s? Let me not say 20s, it should look like 21, 22, because those ones are say like Gen Z generation. So should you be discovering yourself at that age? I've done it before.
You could, as I'm saying, there are late bloomers and there are early bloomers. Okay, so yeah, when you get to that age, that question should actually be more pressing. It should be in your consciousness. Okay. When you get to that age, it should be in your consciousness. Okay, why am I here? If you did not do it when you were in your 20s, as a clocking 30s, that should start being, if you never talked about it, then you should start talking about it. You should start asking yourself those questions. Okay, why am I here? What am I doing? How do I want my life to be? Because, you know, you're not 20 anymore.
No.
And I feel like 20s is your year of discovery, and then your 30s is the year where you actually do the work. And then your 40s is when you start to reap the benefits of the work that you did in your 30s, and your 50s and your 60s is like your, let me chill and just enjoy the fruit of my labor. And then whatever you worked in your 20s, 30s, you cannot use your 40s and 50s to duplicate it and let it just multiply for you. So just continue. But the main work that you need to do to get that kind of life happens in your 30s.
Okay.
So that's like a lot of 30 something year olds are always like on the move because they're trying to create that life. So I really feel like you can do it when you're a lot younger, but that should be in your subconscious. Like, okay, there should be a lot of whys in how you live. Why am I doing this job? Okay, why do I have this person as a friend? Why am I in this relationship? Why am I living in this city? Like, you need to be able to answer all your whys at that age.
Talk about friendship. I was gonna come to that. So you have to be deliberate in making friends when you're 30, right?
Yeah.
So what kind of friends would you say someone who is about to clock 30 should have in their circle? One of our episodes talked about inner circle. What kind of friends should you have around? Now you're no longer a teenager who wants to ball all the ball everywhere every now and then. What kind of friends would you want to have? Would you advise a person to have
in
around
that, in that
once
age,
being 30?
Friends that grow you.
Okay.
Friends that challenge you.
Okay.
Friends that are invested in your growth, in where you are going to. We talked about having a purpose, understanding where you're going to and why you're going there. So the friends that will keep you accountable. Guy, you say you're going to do this thing. Have you done it?
Yeah.
So you wanted to do this. How far is that? Friends that actually are invested in you becoming a better version of you.
Yeah.
So friends that are not comfortable with just being mediocre, there.
Just
friends that are constantly pushing you down their neck.
Yeah.
And not just by their words and their actions, but by what they're doing.
Okay.
Friends that are doing better than you.
All right.
Because if you're, what they say, if you are in the midst of 5 rich people, you're the 6th.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always say I don't like being in the room where I'm the smartest person. I hate it.
No.
I want to be in the people where I'm like the least person, because if I'm the least person in the room, I'm gaining more.
Yeah.
I'm gaining from everybody else, and I'll leave that room a lot better. So friends that grow you, friends that look at you and say, okay, fine. Okay, I don't like, this thing does not represent the true nature of who you are. Try this so that you can be good. Friends, I was sitting down and send you books. Guy, I saw this book. Oh my God, you should read it. It will really connect with you. Oh man, babe, I was listening to this like seminar. It touched me. I like you to listen to it because it will motivate you. Friends, I will actually want to see you become better and become, I'll be on your journey to becoming a billionaire. So
Okay, so let's talk about finances.
Oh, girl. Oh, my gosh.
That's me.
Oh, that is the adult thing that we don't like.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
That's the
cocoa. Finances in your 30s. How do you go about that?
Oh, my gosh.
How do you know what to do with your money?
Oh,
what to invest in?
Oh,
what to buy? What not to buy? When to dash somewhere the urgent to care? All of that. Please take us, because she's like into everything. She's the proper kind of person. She would say, just contact me for any business. I will tell you the one I can do. Like, she's the right person for that. So please take us through that.
Okay, so my mom taught me something. My mom is a mathematician and a financial consultant.
Okay.
My mom always tells me, your money should be planned. If you don't plan your money would go haywire on you while you're watching. You send your money on errands so your money can come back and give you reports.
Yeah.
So in terms of finances, yes, there's so many things in your life that would take up your money. But one of the key things on how to manage your finances is hard, but it has to be done. One is discipline.
Discipline.
If you don't know how to hold yourself, you will literally run into debt. So one thing she taught me was, okay, fine. If you're working now, you're earning, let's say, 100,000 naira.
Yeah.
Make a list of everything in your life that you spend money on.
Okay.
So what are these things? Okay, fine. I spend money on transportation.
Yeah.
I spend money on laundry. I spend money on food, toiletries, groceries. Okay, fine. Make that list. Then whenever you earn your money, assign a percentage of your money to everything. Okay, I'm earning 100,000. Okay, I'll put 10,000 for groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put 5,000 for food. So you assign it to that.
Yeah.
So that way, if any, then you now put money aside for miscellaneous, for emergencies, and you put money aside for travel if you're a traveling person. You put money aside for just in case for flex.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you not want to flex, you go to your flex wallet, you have 1K. I only have 1K to flex. If you look at the flex you want to flex, it's more than 1K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't have flexing money.
Mm-mm.
Money for flex is only 1,000. So we wait till next time.
Okay.
That's a discipline. Or I want to buy food. You go to your food wallet. Okay, food, you only have 10,000 naira for food. Okay, can this 10,000 naira carry me for a whole month?
Mm.
If not, I'll have to reduce what I'm eating. So it's like, that's how you plan your money, for your money to work for you. And people that do that, you realize that they always have money for everything, but they don't have money for everything.
Yeah. Like, I have money, but I don't have to spend now.
So you ask someone for 2K, I'll be like, okay, I don't have, so I can, I have what I call my giving away money.
Okay.
So my charity money.
Mm.
So if you come and ask me for 2,000 and I'm like, okay, I only have like 1,500, I don't have 2,000 to give you. But in my flex money, I have money to like go and buy myself a nice pair of shoes that is cost 15,000, which I've saved for.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I don't have money to give you, but you see me buying shoes for 15K, you're not start getting upset.
Oh my God.
Like, but you don't know that I planned my money. It's like I've been saving to buy these shoes for a long time. Yes.
Yeah.
So that discipline of, I'm not going to not buy the things that I plan to buy. The money I have to give out, I don't have that. I might have that next month, but not right now. So it's like planning your money. So if you have multiple streams of income, it's beautiful. So you can always add them. So whatever, add them together. Whatever money you have assigned to every category, it can be more.
Yeah.
If a salary gives you flexing money 10K every month, and you make like an extra 50K,
it's a lot.
You have a lot of extra money to spend.
Yeah.
So you cannot divide it. So that way you always have, you never run out of the things that are important.
Yes.
And if anything comes up, obviously you put money aside too for your health. For hospital bills, or in case I fall sick. So if you make that list and make assign money to it, you will find yourself, you'll be a bit financially secure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about investment?
Oh, there's investment too. So it's like you make this for everything. So if you're the investment kind of person,
you buy crypto,
you do forex trading, like some people like no. So you make a list of, that's an adulting, that's you planning your life. Make a list of everything that could possibly
pay rent.
So make a list of everything that you spend money on as an adult. And so as you're earning money, so now that will now give you an idea of what to charge. So if you're like, okay, fine, I make a list every month on average. So my mom taught me this thing where you make a recording of all your daily expenses.
Okay.
If I spent $5,000 today, 1,000 I bought groundnuts, I bought recharge card $500, I gave this person $200. So on today's date, I spent $5,000. You do that for every day. At the end of the month, you sit down and do like a comprehensive addition. How much I spend this so far? So for like 3 months, you want to do like a quarterly comprehension. So in 3 months, you look at what has been eating a lot more money. You realize that I had a chop granite a lot.
Yeah,
and granite in these last 3 months, I've spent $10,000 on just granite. Okay, fine. I need to reduce how much I eat granite.
Mm.
So you make a list of everything that you could possibly make money from. So if you know what your expenses are, you know how to charge. I'm not going to allow you to pay me $100,000 because my bills is like almost like racking up to like $300,000. So I have to be able to get the kind of jobs that will be able to match up my bills. Because that's why if you don't do that, you can just give somebody a number at the top of your head.
Yeah.
By the time you now realize, month end, money nourish.
Yeah, that's crazy. So let's go over to taking care of yourself. So you talk about taking care of yourself.
Yes.
What are those ways that you as a person, we are focusing more on women right now.
Okay.
Guys, you can just grab one or two from this, you know. What are those ways that a woman can actually take care of herself?
Okay, so there are different ways you can take care of yourself. Physically, you can take care of yourself mentally.
Okay.
So physically, obviously, shower.
Obviously.
Wash yourself, people of God. Take a bath morning and evening. Obviously, physically, take care of yourself. Have your bath, brush your teeth, wash your hair. Give yourself like every 2 weeks, even if it's every 2 weeks, it's like kind of like brush up and change your hair. You know, get what I mean? Wear the same, iron your clothes.
Okay.
Iron your clothes. Polish your shoes. Oh. So there's a way that you would want people to approach you and treat you. And there's a way when you walk into a room that there's this thing that you
this aura
and this confidence that you have where you know that I've done my hair, I've shaved, I've rubbed deodorant, my underwear is clean, my slippers are clean. So like you just look clean. I mean, it applies to both guys and girls. So that's how you take care of yourself. Make sure that you every now and then try as much as can. Go to the salon every now and then, get your nails done, get a manicure, get a pedicure.
Are you talking to just Michelle?
Are you on this table?
Manicure, pedicure, nails. I've not done nails in the longest time.
It's like, I mean, if you're feeling tired and if you have the money for it, go and get yourself a nice massage.
Okay.
And every evening, just lie down on your bed, listen to your favorite music or what.
Listen to a podcast.
Listen to a podcast. So what I like to do sometimes, I pride myself in spoiling myself every now and then.
Ooh.
There are days where I feel like maybe on a weekend or on a particular day, I go and I buy a bottle of wine.
Ooh.
I love scented candles.
I'll just
light up my room with scented candles, pour myself a nice glass of wine, listen to my favorite music, and just lie down on the bed.
Oh my God.
Buy a snack, buy a drink. I swear, I just chew by myself and just like enjoy, clean my room, wash my bathroom, like do my laundry, just like make sure that I just feel good, because it starts from within. And because if you treat yourself good, anyone that encounters you will not have a choice but to treat you better than you treat yourself.
Okay.
So you give them the standard that they need to treat you, because you're already doing it. But if you don't have anything working for you, so whatever they give you, you have to just take it. And they might be giving you the shittiest treatment, but because you're not even giving yourself any better, so you wouldn't know that. So physically, mentally, read books, listen to podcasts, watch movies. It's like engage your mind. Have friends that you can have meaningful conversations. People underestimate the power of having good friends that you can sit down and talk. I don't know if it happened to you where you've ever gone to a place where you've sat down with your group of friends and then you've had conversations and you leave there feeling,
oh my God,
feeling like, wow.
I actually have a friend like that.
You have a different perspective about life. You're feeling fulfilled, you're feeling good, like they've added value to you. So have those kinds of, you can take care of yourself by having the right circle of people. There is nothing as bad as having toxic friends or toxic energy around, and ridding yourself of anything that doesn't make you feel good.
Okay.
Family members that don't make you feel good.
Cut.
See, bro, like like carry that chopper, chop cut, them cut, off cut. Because man, if it's causing you to sin, I don't think you should be around it, because there are some people that'll bring out the worst version of you because they're family members or because you've known them for a very long time. Doesn't mean that you have to stay in that relationship. So get rid of relationships that don't, weed out the relationships that don't feed you, that don't grow you, that don't make you better. So take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your circle. So take care of yourself spiritually. Pray, meditate, talk to your creator, talk to yourself, do affirmations. I mean, I take the affirmations work for me. Like, write the things that you want to see and then say to yourself every single day, and you start to manifest those things.
Okay. Wow, nice. This has really like gotten to me. We talked about building circles. You know, one of our episodes talked about that. Mind you, if you haven't listened to that, please go listen.
I listened to it. That was good. It was very enlightening.
And she came, was like, oh my god, girl, I got your back on my neck. Like,
I really enjoyed
it.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you very so much. So yeah, family, if you haven't listened to that, go listen to that. You're gonna get all of the things she said in a larger version.
Yes.
You get that. So bringing this to a close right now. An advice you would give to your younger self that's about to clock 30.
Oh God.
Things you want her to do differently, do more, like all of that.
I would say have more fun.
More fun.
Yeah. Have more fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your own company a lot more. And get in tune with you. And don't be in a hurry. I used to do this thing where I have this gift of insight.
Okay.
I can almost like see into the future. Like I can sense something that is going to happen. And when I sense that, I try to do everything. If it's something good, I try to do everything to make sure that I get it now. Like I want it now. I want to experience it now. And I deprive myself of actually enjoying little priceless moments. So I would say enjoy the little moments, as small as they are.
Okay.
Go out, breathe more, have more fun, relax. Like just smile more, have more fun, because you're eventually going to get to a point where you're going to be serious. So like enjoy it now, so that when you get there you do what you need to do.
Alright, I love that. So yeah, thank you so much.
You,
finally I have a tradition that you're gonna give us one fun fact.
Okay,
fun fact, anything about anything.
Ooh, fun fact.
Just one.
Okay I gotta scan my brain. I'm sure most people know this, but did you know that you cannot touch your nose with your tongue?
I'm currently trying to do this right now.
Yeah, you can't touch your nose with your tongue. Yeah, you cannot touch your nose with your tongue.
Okay.
Unless you're a snake. But I don't think so.
Wow. Nice one. Thank you so much.
I gotta come back. You gotta bring me back.
Course,
I love
of
it
course,
here.
Like, see, family, we're gonna have more episodes.
I love
coming
it here.
Us. And you already have close to like 4 topics we still yet to talk about.
Oh yes, we
man,
do.
Like I told her we've got a lot to talk about. Girl, thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you.
I'm so grateful.
Oh, you're amazing. Guys, please subscribe to the Veracity Podcast. It's a vibe. It's a lot of real life conversations here, and it's pure fun. Let's do this, people.
Of course. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, very quick. Some people want to connect with you. Your social media handle. Okay. You want to give it out?
Okay. So on Instagram, I am Enojerry. That's Amjenojerry. That's me on Instagram. On Twitter, I am Miss Laluna, MSLALUNA. And on Facebook is Miss Enojerry, MSENOJERRY.
You're on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, girl.
That's
I know. Oh, and then God. I'm on, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, Laluna TV, LALUNA TV, where
all
I put all my cool content. All
right. Of course, I'm definitely going to share her, tag her on Twitter and Instagram when I post this.
Yes.
So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Enojerry, again.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Till we come back again, stay locked. Keep vibing. We vibe for a living over here. You get it? Keep the energy 100%. My name is Veracity, the Vibe Queen, the Vibe Mistress, Energy Goddess. Signing out. Peace and love.
You've just listened to the Veracity Podcast. To enjoy more of it, please subscribe on your preferred listening platform. You can also follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Veracity Pod. Don't forget to keep your browser locked.